would continue the subject because as teenagers, I feel that in our society, it's getting more difficult and difficult to tell the two apart between God's way and man's way. So if you guys could please open up to Proverbs 14:12. Proverbs 14:12. And it says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. And again, I bring up our society in this day and age, and it's getting more and more difficult to know what is God's way and what is man's way. I think when I went to college, I started questioning certain things that I was told were true because I just was raised in a Christian church, in a Christian community. In college, they challenge you to think for yourself. They challenge you to do research on your own. People everywhere are questioning you about your political views. They're questioning you about your Christianity views, your religion. Questioning everything that you have believed up until now. That's why I'm telling those of you who are younger than me, know your Bible inside and out. Root yourself in the Word of God, and you will be better prepared to face those who question you. Man in his own wisdom has developed a vast number of philosophies and theories seeking to explain one's thought, words, and action. And going to college, I had this philosophy class about the mind of or child development, how the child's mind works. And I thought, none of this is backed up by the Bible, and none of these people have any Christian beliefs. And it was very hard to go through that class not believing what I was actually doing the work on. In doing so, man has pridefully sought to deny his own sinfulness and has confused any clear definition of God's standard of right and wrong. One of the big phrases right now, if it feels good, then just do it. So many philosophers and researchers are telling people that if it feels good, then it must be good for you. So many people are getting lost in this worldly conception that we tend to start pushing God away and not listening to His Word anymore. God's Word clearly shows that man's way of living is futile. Man has very serious shortcomings that he cannot change by himself. Let's take a little bit, take a look at man's way. The natural man is inadequate. The natural man is inadequate. You cannot live according to God's design in your own way or by your own wisdom. God's design is His ultimatum. You don't make the rules. God does.
Amen.
And again, the natural man is rebellious. We've seen that through the Bible. The natural man is self-centered and rebels against God's way. Furthermore, partial obedience to God is just as unacceptable to Him as even your deliberate rebellion. Meaning, even if we rebel against God and His Word just for a tiny bit, if we just rebel just for a little bit, God says that it's just as worse as disobeying Him completely. There's no difference. This is God's plan for us. God knows that man needs to be changed. And man can't change on his own. It is necessary to be born again.
Amen.
In order to recognize, to admit, and to solve your problems in a biblical manner.
Yes.
Not in a manner that your teachers tell you to solve them, but in a biblical manner. Only God's solutions, grace, empowering, and wisdom are completely adequate for abundant living. We just can't change on our own. We need God. So I've come up with these are not the only ones, but a couple of points that can help you throughout this upcoming week. Number one, we have to know the basics of knowing God. And you guys don't have to flip there, but in 1 John 4, 1 through 3, basically summing it up is, test the spirits to determine if they are from God, and if they sincerely and wholeheartedly believe in God, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to truthfully believe and trust in God. The second thing we have to know, the importance of following God's way. And in Psalm 119:89, it talks to us about only God's standard is eternal. That verse says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly fixed in the heavens." Also, in Hebrews 4:12, we have to know that the importance of following God's way is acceptable and valid. And thirdly, we have to know that the hope in going God's way. We have to believe in God's way. So in 1 Corinthians 10:13, I know in the youth we talked about this. Just to summarize, it says, God promises you victory in all the temptations and sins or trials. The hope in going God's way. In Romans 14:17, God's peace and joy for you do not depend on circumstances, people, or things. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And in John 5:24, God provides abundant life for which you may begin right now, this night. John 5:24 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." As I close tonight, I've summarized Colossians 2, 6 through 10. Please meditate on these verses. Once again, throughout the week, look at Colossians 2, 6 through 10. And just to summarize it up, and I'll end on this note, you must be firmly rooted, built up, and established in the Lord. Only in this way can you avoid the empty deception, philosophy, and elementary principles of the word. Amen.
Amen. Amen.